You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your weekly B&B prediction edition. I have got predictions for Deacon, for Hope and Liam, for Sheila, for Zenday RJ and Luna, and also for Steffi and Finn. And as always, remember, our predictions are based on official B&B spoilers direct from CBS Daytime, as well as recent episode activity. I can't wait to tell you guys all about what I think is going to happen. If you have not, though, please reach down, click subscribe. Now let's dive right in. Our first prediction is about poor grieving Deacon. I think Deacon is about to launch a search of his own, not a manhunt, a woman hunt. We all know he's on fire after that scene at the crematorium on Friday, surprising, I think, zero viewers, because I'm pretty sure we all suspected that good old Nine Toes was still alive. So the spoilers tied to Deacon for the week ahead, Monday the 8th, Deacon flips out at the crematorium. He finishes the little scene he started last week. But the problem is, I think the body has been cooked in the Easy Bake Oven, and non-Sheila, a.k.a. Sugar, we have to presume that is sugar in there, and sugar burns. And so he has got no proof that body had 10 toes. And then on Tuesday the 9th, Deacon tells Finn that he thinks his birth mother is alive, but the doctor doesn't believe it. And then spoilers for Wednesday the 10th have Finn questioning Deacon's theory, is what he's calling it. And then on Thursday the 11th, Deacon argues with Ridge and continues to be tormented. So I just feel like Deacon may assume that something terrible has happened to Sheila. Not that, you know, she's not dead, because that's somebody else that just looks like her. And realistically, he's known Sheila a long time. He should know all about Sugar. It's just newer fans that might not know who she is. And I think he also knows that Sheila wouldn't leave her daddy. She loves him. So, you know, with 10 toes cremated, it's only Deacon's word, but he is not going to give up on Sheila. And I think he is about to start seriously searching for him, even though nobody else believes him. Our second prediction, I think Hope Logan is going to maybe consider Liam Spencer, as she's been advised to do, but then reject him as any kind of future romantic prospect. So on Friday, April 5th, we saw Finn again telling Hope, forget Thomas. And then he also told her that he thinks she should revisit things with Liam. And he also mentioned that he thought that her relationship with Thomas was in part about sticking it in Steffi's face. And Hope actually agreed, when I don't agree with that. I think it was a very slow burn organic thing, and sticking it in Steffi's face was just icing on the cake. And then on Monday the 8th, we have more of Hope and Finn talking as they commiserate on losses, him of his birth mother and her of Thomas. And we all know Finn has been anti-Thomas for a while. But more importantly, Finn knows Liam is a problem for his marriage to Steffi. So I think he's being very selfish when he is encouraging Hope to go back to Liam. And she and Liam had that nice moment where he was being nice about her breakup with Thomas. And then they had that moment with baby Beth, who's like, I call her baby. I know she's bigger now, but she's still baby Beth. And she was like, oh, I'm so happy that we're a family. And Hope seemed to think about it, and Liam seemed to think about it. And I think maybe they both might think about it, but I don't think it's going to come to anything. And I don't think Hope's moving on again. I'm expecting a May sweeps reunion for her and Thomas, but we'll see. We'll see. I also told you guys Sheila was alive, and bam, there we go. All right, my third prediction, I just wonder if Sheila Carter might be a victim of foul play somehow. So I told you guys all the spoilers for Deacon. I'm not going to repeat them, but basically all of next week, the 8th through the 12th, Deacon goes around trying to convince people that Sheila is alive, but it's not like he's getting any takers. He has no proof. There are no spoilers indicating that Sheila Carter herself makes an appearance, but you know, my guess is it may be all the way up to May sweeps before we see her. But bear in mind, May sweep starts April 25th. So we may have a week of Deacon, and then a week that maybe they switch over to some of the other storylines, you know, how Bold does, push them on the back burner, then come back for sweeps. So I'm just wondering if Sheila set this all up herself. I had seen some comments on Soap social media where people saying, oh, if Sheila comes back, you know, that she could be in trouble. No, Sheila's not in any legal trouble. Sheila did not break into Steffi and Finn's house. That was the dead woman, Sugar. And Sheila has committed no crime. As a matter of fact, the last crime we saw committed was the crime Steffi committed at Sheila and Deacon's place when she pushed her way in there and then punched her in the face for just being at work and happening to get caught in the background of a picture. Sheila, for all of her awful stuff, she didn't happen to deserve that specific face punch. Many others, but not that one. So we just have to wonder, because of how diabolical Sheila is, did she do this or did someone do it to her? She had an old friend in town that she mentioned to Deacon. He didn't know who it was. And clearly, at least one of her old friends in town was Sugar, who is now dead, unless Sheila had another secret doppelganger that none of us have ever heard of. But remember her friend Mike Guthrie, the ex-prison guard? He's also in jail in LA. Maybe he got out lawfully or unlawfully. Maybe he escaped. I wonder if Sheila was setting up a plot to maybe frame Steffi for murder or something else, and then it kind of got away from her. And maybe, just maybe, Mike has kidnapped Sheila and thinks he can get away with her because a lookalike has died. And remember, Mike Guthrie was completely obsessed with Sheila. So you just never know. She might actually be a victim in this. I like to think she's a perpetrator, though, because I love me some villains. So we'll see. My fourth prediction, I think hope for the future might be at risk again and things might be in chaos without Thomas, especially when we've got Zenday and RJ and Luna in the mix. So spoilers for Tuesday, April 9th, Hope talks to the team at Hope for the Future about changes. She wants Luna working closely with Zenday, but it also seems like RJ's in the mix because Zenday came out to RJ's Mojo Dojo at the beach last week to talk about Hope for the Future designs. And if you remember the last time when Thomas was fired for calling, when the whole CPS call thing came out, that's when Ridge fired him. Hope for the Future almost went under, and that was with Zenday and Eric designing the line. So how are Zenday and RJ and Luna with, I mean, Zenday's designs already failed for Hope for the Future. RJ is a glorified sketch artist. Luna's a freaking intern. She knows nothing. So we've got a guy who failed before, a sketch artist, and this rando. And I just wonder if Hope is going to be in desperate need of Thomas to return, not only for personal reasons, but also to save her line again, because especially with the Zenday RJ Luna dynamic set to explode, that could just make everything worse at Hope for the Future. All right, our fifth and final prediction is about Steffi and Finn. I think Steffi is going to blow up at Finn, and I think she is not going to like the fact that he may be soon embracing the concept that his birth mother could be alive. So, you know, last week we saw Steffi was completely irritated that he went to the memorial, but she tried to be understanding even when Liam was showing up talking smack about her husband for going, and she's like, I'm trying to be understanding. So Tuesday the 9th, Steffi asks Finn about the memorial. She's not happy that Hope was there with Finn. Wednesday the 10th, Finn hears, of course, from Deacon about his Sheila being alive thing that he's very insistent about. And while I kind of expected that Finn might keep this secret from Steffi, but it looks like based on spoilers, he's not going to, because Friday, April 12th, Finn throws Steffi a curveball, according to official spoilers. And I just wonder if he's going to tell her that Deacon is very insistent that the body that went into the crematorium has 10 toes and Sheila could be alive. I think Steffi might be mad at Finn if she thinks he is hoping that Sheila is still alive, because the idea that Steffi killed Sheila, that's something she can live with, right? Because Sheila has come for them. She shot her before. But I don't think Steffi's going to like the idea that she might have killed someone who just happened to look like Sheila and who was not there intent on killing her. Because remember, Sugar was unarmed that night. So this is about to get very, very complicated for Steffi and Finn. And I predict a lot of anger. All right. Those are all of our B&B predictions for the week. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe. Drop your comments on where you think the storylines are going, whether you agree or disagree with me. I love reading your comments. And definitely come back soon, because we are here talking bold 7 days a week. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.